అన్నే చ దేవర్షి బ్రహ్మర్షి వర్య రాజర్షి వర్య అరుణాదయశ్చ నానాశ్రేయా ప్రవరాన్ సమేతాన్ అభ్యర్చ రాజా శిరసా వందే అన్యే చ దేవర్షి బ్రహ్మర్షి వర్యా రాజర్షి వర్యా అరుణాదయశ్చ నానాశ్రేయా ప్రవరాన్ సమేతాన్ అభ్యర్చ రాజా శిరసా వందే అన్నే చ దేవర్షి బ్రహ్మర్షి వర్యా రాజర్షి వర్యా అరుణాదయశ్చ నానాశ్రేయా ప్రవరాన్ సమేతాన్ అభ్యర్చ రాజా శిరసా వందే అన్నే చ దేవర్షి బ్రహ్మర్షి వర్యా రాజర్షి వర్యా అరుణాదయశ్చ నానాశ్రేయా ప్రవరాన్ సమేతా అభ్యర్చ
ప్రభుజీ
అన్యే చ దేవర్షి బ్రహ్మర్షి వర్యా రాజర్షి వర్యా అరుణాదయశ్చ నానాశ్రేయా ప్రవరాన్ సమేతాన్ అభ్యర్చ రాజా శిరసా వందే
మాతాజీ
అన్నే చ దేవర్షి బ్రహ్మర్షి వర్యా రాజర్షి వర్యా అరుణాదయశ్చ నానాశ్రేయా ప్రవరాన్ సమేతాన్ అభ్యర్చ రాజా శిరసా వందే
అన్నే మెనీ అదర్స్ చ ఆల్సో దేవర్షి సెయింట్లీ డెమిగాడ్స్ బ్రహ్మర్షి సెయింట్లీ బ్రాహ్మణాజ్ వర్య టాప్ మోస్ట్ రాజర్షి వర్య టాప్ మోస్ట్ సెయింట్లీ కింగ్స్ అరుణా అదయ అ స్పెషల్ ర్యాంక్ ఆఫ్ రాజర్షీజ్ చ అండ్ నానా మెనీ అదర్స్ అశ్రేయ ప్రవర్తాన్ చీఫ్ అమంగ్స్ ద డైనస్టీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సేజెస్ సమేతాన్ అసెంబల్ టుగెదర్ అభ్యర్చ బై వర్షిపింగ్ రాజా ద ఎంపరర్ శిరసా బోర్డ్ ఈస్ హెడ్ టు ద గ్రౌండ్ వందే వెల్కమ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ దేర్ వేర్ ఆల్సో మెనీ అదర్ సెయింట్లీ డెమిగాడ్స్ కింగ్స్ and special royal orders called Arunodaya, a special rank of Rajarsis from different dynasties of sages. When they all assembled together to the meet Emperor Parikshit, he received them properly and bowed his head to the ground. Purport. The system of bowing the head to the ground to show respect to the superiors is an excellent etiquette which obliges the honored guest deep into the heart. Even the first great offender is excused simply by this process. And Maharaj Parikshit, although honored by all the rishis and kings, welcomed all the big men in that humble etiquette in order to excuse from any offenses. Generally, at the last stage of the one's life, this humble method is adopted by every sensible man in order to be excused before departure. In this way, Maharaj Parikshit implored everyone's goodwill for going back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Urmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishna Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadapi Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Dam Sarivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaum Vishnu Pada Krishna Prushtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Sivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Rama Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna. There are also many other saintly demigods, kings and special orders called Arunodayasya, a special rank of Rajasis from different dynasties of sages. When they all assembled together to meet Emperor Parikshit, he received them properly and bowed his head to the ground. So before starting, I just want to bow my head to all of you, also to the all who are hearing this Bhagavatam. I don't have any qualification but a service. Yes, I might try to serve you my best. So here, main thing is mentioned that if it is generally at the last stage, It is said that one's life, this humble method is adopted by every sensible man in order to excuse before departure. As I say, it's mentioned in this way, Maharaj Parikshit implored everyone's goodwill for going back. So main thing is mentioned here that surrendering, paying obeisances, body is dead, and then what happens? Once we hear what happens with that, that king, he got the blessings. So let us take some kind of different examples. How? Really by bowing this head, main thing is here when all are came together, that even though it's a king Parikshit, even though the king Parikshit, he's a samrat, Chakravarti samrat. But when he got the news that he's going to leave by Shramik Rishis, Ashram and Shrungi Muni, then immediately he renounced, he was not attached, and immediately he renunciated. Now what happens when any person gets the news of his departing? If anybody is attached to all these materialistic aspects, then he gets disturbed. But here's a very wonderful lesson. Parikshit Maharaj is showing all of us that the right way to accept the main essence of this life. We always hear that life is a preparation and death is an examination. And here it is mentioned that generally, at the last stage of one's life, this humble method is adopted by every sensible man in order to excuse before departure. So at least Parikshit Maharaj got the time period of 7 days. But whether we have that we are going to leave the body certain some time span, I observed in my life, the birth is in Lord's hand and death is in Lord's hand. But what is in our hand? Our hand is only the time period between birth and the death. The rest of the thing we don't have in our hand. The death I have seen in different so many cases is completely in the hands of Lord. Death is not in our hand. So let us, the Parikshit Maharaj has bowed down. By bowing down, what will happen? In his family. In the family, husband, wife, children. If husband respects wife, wife respects husband, what will happen? There will be peace or there will be issues. There will be always wonderful peace. This happens by bowing down. So when we go to the office and when we meet with seniors or when we get a call from senior, immediately what say? Suprabhatam, good morning, namaskar, pranam. By just saying this simple etiquette of bowing down or offering respect, immediately the other person gets some kind of wonderful feelings generated. Yudhishthir Maharaj. When Yudhishthir Maharaj in the Mahabharata, this war, about this are Pandavas one side, Kauravas one side, all this conscious will blowing. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, what he did? Yudhishthir Maharaj went to the Bhishmacharya. Yudhishthir Maharaj went to Krupacharya. Yudhishthir Maharaj went to Dronacharya. And offered obeisances. Pranam, pranam. When I see in different yatras, when one sannyasi, you can say His Holiness, the devotees are there. And another, his when it comes, immediately one sannyasi will offer, Maharaj, please accept my Danvat Pranam. Please accept my Danvat Pranam. So this is a wonderful culture. This is wonderful. It says some kind of etiquette. When Yudhishthir Maharaj went to Bhishma Acharya, Drona Acharya, Krupa Acharya, what they get? What they issued? What they can say spoken? They said, Vijayi Bhava. And our devotee says, when Yudhishthir Maharaj got blessings, blessings from all these Acharya, Drona Acharya, Bhishma Acharya, Krupa Acharya, immediately, at that moment, it was decided that Yudhishthira Maharaj or Pandavas is going to win. Therefore, it is said, Gurudev Krupa Bindu Diya Karoye Dase Truna Krupa Atihina. Even though, we take the next example. Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami. He was at the age of 95, his age. And he was not having any vision. And he was requested by Vaishnavas. He was heading from Raghunath Das Goswami to Radhakund. When Janma Mata, everybody was there. And he went to Radha Madan Mohan. And just, he said, my age, I don't know how long I will live. I don't have capacity, 95 age. I don't have capacity. I don't have vision. But if you allow, then I can do this kind of service. And Radha Madan Mohan reciprocated. And after reciprocation, there's a different, very difficult task. Very difficult task, 95 age. But he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is said that when Lord Chaitanya at the age of 24, when he seen that he needs to take sannyas, but he went to his mother Sachi Mata. His Sachi Mata requested her blessings. She was not alone, but he explained. Even though Lord Chaitanya, he was having second wife, Vishnu Priya Devi. He requested, explain the purpose. And after explaining the purpose, both of them permitted. And then we see Lord Chaitanya had a South Indian tour, and then he transformed so many Kurma Kshetra, all the different places. But main thing, he said, the Emperor Parikshit bowed his head to the ground. So this is wonderful that always surrender ourselves. And if we do not surrender, then what happens? Then what happens? Issues, problems, difficulties. Yesterday, I was just when preparing, I was hearing different lectures and preparing. Then one of the incident, if we just do not accept this, surrendering ourselves, bowing down, one of the devotees were called by Northern Command. Northern Command for giving lecture on stress management. Now this army, the Northern Command is the biggest command as compared to Southern Command and other commands. And all those different lieutenant generals, brigadiers and soldiers also receiving from different report points. And then devotee just passed. Remarked that he was been invited by universities, corporate offices, police sector, but nowhere by this army battalions. And in the evening there was some kind of cocktail party, and then army people were having different you can say, in the hand. We're discussing spiritual questions. And one of the lieutenant generals said that, you have passed the remarks that he was not invited by army for so many years. And he was telling the devotee that up till now, army was thinking that it is self-sufficient. But last three, four years, army is experiencing more number of deaths with compared to the enemy bullets rather than suicide within the army and facticide within the army, that is shooting each other. See how the seriousness, or I can say the Kali Yuga effect in the day-to-day people, or I can say in the general man. Earlier there was not a case. Earlier they are fighting with the enemies. But due to number of issues within the house, number of issues within the circle, what is happening? It is happening that demons within their mind is getting more predominant, and demon is acting rather than. So here, even though army is understanding the value of this bowing down, respecting others, tolerating others. That's why Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentions, Manas deho geho jo kichu mo arpile tu apade nanda kisho maro bi rakho bi jo ichha toh nitya das prati tuya adhikar. See, once we come to this wonderful Krishna conscious moment, Srila Prabhupada's moment, Sri Guru and Gauranga's moment, we understand Manasa Deho, Durlabha Manav Deho. It is not for, doing suicide or killing other, but it is for Jalma Sartha Kare Kare Paropkar. So here, we say that let us understand the value of human life. Respecting other. Once it was asked in the family, how many times there is struggle in your family? And we said, there is no struggle in for so many years, 27 years, 28 years, no struggle at all, no difference at all. So here we have, in the society, when we hear so many issues, and here we have Vaishnava families without any issues for number of years, number of decades. Narottam Das Thakur phrase wonderfully, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More. When we say Daya Karo More, Toma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare. One of the person from Brazil, and the person from Brazil, he wants to do a tattoo on his body, and he was such a person that he wants to have tattoo of Bhagavad Gita shloka. And then what kind of tattoo he wants to have, that he wants to have such kind of shloka that he wants to show it to everybody, and he wants to have that particular shloka get attraction of each and every person. So he was referring Gita shlokas one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one, Gita shlokas one by one. And by the course of that, he wants to select one more good shloka. By the chance, one more good shloka, then he could read all entire Gita. And at the end of the Gita, once he read all Gita shlokas, what happened? The Gita is the divine, is a Krishna's word, Lord's word. By the words of Gita, when he's read and tried, and then what happened? Krishna tottered his heart. And he became a wonderful devotee. See, anything just connected with the Lord, Lord's, the moment you surrender Lord, Lord also surrendered to you. And I will reading, when the devotee was discussing with Srila Gurudev, Gurudev replied, you don't speak of only Krishna. You try to understand Krishna and realize Krishna. That what I just want to stress upon. Not to speak, but try to understand Krishna and try to realize Krishna. And how to realize Krishna? The Shastras define Panchanga Bhakti. What is Panchanga Bhakti? This complete association devotees. Second, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Third, reading Bhagavatam. Fourth is Arsha Vigraha Seva. In 1993-94, I heard one class of His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrupa Swami Maharaj. Earlier, at that time, he was Devamrita Prabhu, His Grace Devamrita Prabhu. And he one gave class in one of the devotees in Pune, Radha Shyam Sundar. He said, Krishna comes in two format. Two forms. One, His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And another form, Archa Vigraha. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat vrajantra nandana. The way you serve the Lord, the Lord will reciprocate. The Lord will reciprocate. So here, since today is Ekadashi, our Bhaktakur Bhakti Vinod wonderfully speaks about Madhavatiti Bhakati Janani Jatane Palana Kori Krishna Vasati Vasati Boli Paramadara Bori. And then a wonderful lesson to all of us, Ekadashi Day. Thakur Bhaktivinoda speaks. Je Dina Grahe Bhajane Dekhi Grahate Goloka Bhaya Charana Sindhu Dekhiya Ganga Sukha Nasi Mapai. Thakur Bhaktivinoda mentions Je Dina Grahe Bhajane Dekhi. If you have bhajan in the house, in Harek house, the Srila Prabhupada has dream. What was his dream? To make every house Vrindavan. To make every house Navdeep. We want to do everybody's house Vrindavan. Thakur Bhaktivinoda 200 years before has mentioned, Je Dina Graha Bhajane Dekhi Grahate Golokvai. Your house will become Goloka. Direct formula of transforming your house to Goloka, Je Dina Grahe Bhajane Dekhi Grahate Golokvai. Charana Sindhu Dekhiya Ganga Sukha Nasima Pai. There is no end to Sukha. You will get endless Sukha. Charana Sindhu Dekhiya Ganga. It's mentioned, Bhakti Vinoda Krishna Bhajane Anukula Paya Jaha Prati Divase Parama Sukhe Svikara Karo Yetaya Prati Divase Parama Sukhe. If you want Paramasukh every day, Paramasukh every day, wonderful, Krishna Bhajane, Anukula Paya. Who do not want happiness? For getting happiness, people adopt different techniques, go to hotel, go to party, go to different this thing. It says, Prati Divase Paramasukhe. One of the examples, one person was staying in hostel, and one of the hostel, two roommates were there, and one of the roommates joined Hare Krishna. And another person, he said that he was struggling in the mode, Hare, you are not, except rent is there, I have to pay the rent, and you are left to Hare Krishna, and I am alone, I have to pay the huge amount, I am a student, I do not have money. He started complaining to temple. So, when he came to meet with that person who, you can say, joined this thing, Hare Krishna, and then the devotee requested another devotee to just interact. Another devotee was interacting, and then after devotee interacting, another devotee had wonderful intelligence. He said, see, you have been some kind of difference of experience that your roommate joined Hare Krishna. Now you have to convince your room partner that Hare Krishna is not proper, and that you please come each and every day to this temple, convince your room partner and take him back. That was his intelligence. But some kind of association, there is a power of association. What is the power of association? The power of association, that another person was so intelligent, that person started coming, another roommate who was staying in hostel. He started coming one day, coming, taking some kind of darshan, and then again in some kind of struggle mode, taking prasad and going. Again coming, taking darshan, taking prasad, going. But by taking prasad, which the food which is offered to Lord, which is such a potent, by the course of 6 months, 8 months, that another person who was in a conflict mode or struggle mode, slowly, slowly, slowly transform. And after 1 year, he himself joined the movement of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's why it says, Bhuyoni Brahminatha Loino Sharana Nizaganae Krupa Koro Adama Tarana Bhuvana Mundala Tumi Bhuvanera Pati Tumi Upekshile Nata Kehoi Begati. It says, Bahu Yoni Brahminata. We have wandered so many yonis. Loino Sharana. Parishad Maharaj is taking Sharana. Loino Sharana. Nizagune Krupa Koro. Let us offer our completeness. Nizagune Krupa Koro. Adhama Tarana. Bhuvana Mundala. Tumi Bhuvenara Puti. Tumi Upeksha. If you do not just consider not us, what will be happen? So this Parikshit Maharaj is giving us lessons. Just to surrender. Just to surrender. In one of the wonderful conversations about Srila Prabhupada and Shamsundar Prabhu, Shamsundar asks how to control over the death, how to win over the death. Srila Prabhupada replies, the process of winning that mrutyu ke upar sab log mrutyu se bhaybhit ho jate. The Srila Prabhupada mentions process of winning that one who knows transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities simply know who is Krishna, why he comes, what are his activities, and then you conquer over death. Just Manusha Janma is for this. I'll tell you one small example of my father. The death is completely in Krishna's hands. My father departed on 20th of April. Swaminarayan is here, the witness. He was discharged from hospital on 17th April. And 20th April, that was Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day. It was 11:20. Early morning when attendant was there, when devotees started coming, And they started doing kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, it could have been, the death could have come in the hospital on 17th April, because he was admitted between 8th of April to 17th April. That it could have happened between 8th April to 17th, that did not happen. He discharged. After discharge, 2 days, 18, 19, 2 days were there. But on 20th, that was auspicious day. It was in the afternoon time. Devotee came. And amongst the devotees, the father left body. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So this is the Lord's plan. But before this, the father did enormous services, book distribution, collecting funds for the Lord. Then wherever even wished to go to different places like Pune or like in Panvel or Kalyan, he used to come on the wheelchair. For last 2 years, he could not able to walk. He was paralyzed. But he was having the mood of service to come to the satsang. Every time he used to ask where to go. And when he was carried on wheelchair, when lifts were not there, we used to take in one chair, normal chair, like how the palki, the different devotees used to lift on the chair. But he was not in complaining mood. Chair, what happens by carrying chairs in staircase, movement, always difficulties will be there. But he was not having complaints. But he was mood of service. Mood of attending satsang. And that particular mood of the service was seen by the Lord. And then, Lord reciprocated by giving right time, right place, right association. Ante Narayana Smriti. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yat prayati samadbhavam yasti natra samshaya. Lord reciprocates. If we have Krishna consciousness in our heart and nothing, no other purpose, Krishna reciprocates. This is a perfect understanding and realization and experience. Tukaram Maharaj Suri Ekadashi. Tukaram Maharaj in one of the Abhangas mentions, Vishyache sukha ethe vate goda. Tukaram Maharaj mentions, Vishyache sukha ethe vate gode pude avaghada yamadanda. It says, Vishay sukha, it will like sweet candy, pude avaghada yamadanda, lakin, yamadanda is waiting for you. Mariti, taditi, zhaditi, nishtura. Mariti, taditi, zhaditi, nishtura. Yamache kinkara bahu sala. If we do little, can say senses, it says yamache kinkara bahu. Mariti, taditi, zhaditi, nishtura. Yamache kinkara bahu sala. So many years. Yamdut, what will? Yamdut beat us. Taditi, zhaditi, nishtura. Asipatri taruvara khairachi vingala nigatila jhwala taila pakisi. Tukaram Maharaj, 400 years before the mention. Asupatri taruvara vingala nigatila jhwala. There will be flames and the flames will be burned. Tapta bhumi vari lolavati pahi. There will be complete hot pan. Then again lolavati like chapati is shaken, that we will be shaken on tapta bhumi lolati pahi agni stamba bahi kavati. There will be a hot pillar and hamda will be forcefully embraced to this agni stamba. Hakaruni tuka eto kakulti. So Tukaram Maharaj is requesting Hakaruni tuka eto kakulti pureyata yoni garbhavas. Enough. Again going back to the garbha. Again going back to yoni. Pure. Tukaram Maharaj with lot of requesting mood. Kakulti with compassion nature. Is requesting, folding his hands. Pure ata yoni garbhavas. पुरे याता योनि गर्भवास. सो हियर व्हाट वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड, वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड बोइंग अवर हेड. अवर प्रभुजी ऑलवेज मेंशंस व्हाट इज द डीएनए ऑफ वैष्णवा, व्हाट इज द ब्लड ग्रुप ऑफ वैष्णवा. फॉरगेट एंड फॉरगिव. व्हेन इश्यूज बिटवीन द फैमिलीज, फॉरगिव. इश्यूज बिटवीन डिवोटीज, फॉरगिव. एंड व्हाट शुड मूड मोटो. अवर गुरुदेव ऑलवेज मेंशंस तृणादपि सुनिचेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानेन मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि. श्री गुरुदेव ऑलवेज एम्फसिस लीव ईगो, लीव एवरीथिंग. वन शुड चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड इन द हम्बल स्टेट ऑफ माइंड, हम्बल स्टेट ऑफ माइंड, थिंकिंग वन सेल्फ लोअर देन स्ट्रॉ इन द स्ट्रीट. One should more tolerant than tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one chant holy name Lord constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, one of the पर्सन आज तो वन डिवोटी, अरे सोला माला चांट करना किधर भगवत लिखा है? वे मेंशन श्रीमद भागवतम, सोला माला करो. द डिवोटी इज वेरी इंटेलिजेंट. ही सेज द शास्त्र हैज मेंशन सततम कीर्तयन्तो मां यतन्तश्च दृढव्रता. लॉर्ड मेंशन, शास्त्र मेंशन सततम कीर्तमान कंटिन्यू. हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम राम. नो नेवर 16 राउंड. बट श्रील प्रभुपाद, श्रील प्रभुपाद इज अ कंपैशनेट मेंशंस 16 राउंड. सो ऑन दिस वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ एकादशी, लेट अस प्रे, लेट अस प्रे, लेट अस प्रे विथ फोल्डेड हैंड टू श्रील गुरुदेव. Let us pray with folded hands to Srila Prabhupada. Let us pray with the folded hands to Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Panchatattva. Let us pray to Shri Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Jiva Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada prays, Tabe jadi tava krupa hoya ayatuki, sakali sambhava hoya tumi se kautuki, ki bhave bujale tara buje sestra sai rasa, eta krupa karo prabhu kore necha dasa. Srila Prabhupada when wanted to go for the mission of Srila Gurudev, his mission, Srila Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarita Thakur came his dream and requested, take sannyas. He got disturbed. Go to the western world and preach. Preach Lord Chaitanya's message. And Srila Prabhupada went to Advaita Acharya's Shantipur. And with tears in his eyes, with folded hands, he was praying. He was praying that he doesn't have any strength. He doesn't have any qualification. He doesn't have, but if you allow me, if you become me as a puppet in your hand, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao. And the prayers, intense prayer, Srila Prabhupada prayed to Advaita Acharya. So here, we need our intense prayers to Guru and Parambara, that someday we get the complete surrender, and our life is just to serve Srila Gurudev. Our life is take to our family, our life is take to our friends, to wonderful Lord Krishna for their benefit. And if we just maintain this mood, then the main purpose of this verse is bowing down his head. I'll conclude now. The time is, I should maintain the time. Even one of the examples here only I heard that our devotee here, Brahmachari, he was in a village and 7th standard, and there are benches. And amongst the different students, one of the students was receiving his teacher, Sanskrit teacher. And Sanskrit teacher used to come on cycle. And the student used to just go, when teacher comes, Guruji used to come, that particular student used to go, take his cycle of his Guruji, and then just go and park in the parking stand. But just small gesture of service by student to the Gurudev, Gurudev was so happy on his student that he used to teach him different Subhashit Shloka. And when I also go to different places, I tell any child of the mother, the mother takes care of the child, mother or father takes care of a child from 9 months in the, from the same mother's womb, and then from first day to entire life. Every day mother gives breakfast, lunch, dinner to child. Every day mother gives dresses. Every day mother takes care, breakfast, lunch, dinner, water bags, clothes, school uniform, takes help in exams, takes help in project, requests him go to classes. But one day, if one day child reciprocates with mother and father, I or mama, papa, whatever it is, every day you give me wonderful breakfast, lunch, dinner, I'm really grateful to you, mama, papa, I'm really grateful to you. What will be the feelings of mother or mama or I? She will be always very happy. She will bless her child profusely. Father will bless her child profusely. Here, by the medium of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami, through example of Parikshit Maharaj, is telling us, let us bow down. Let us bow down to our mother and father. Let us bow down to our authorities. Let us bow down to our Shiksha Guru, Pata Padaksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Gurudev. Let us bow down to our families. Let us bow down to our this thing and give them wonderful experience of Krishna consciousness. And by this experience, all families will come together. By this experience, all friends will come together. And this is what the Lord wants. This is what the Gurudev wants. So at the end, what we heard, what is the conclusion, what is the message, what we can learn from this? We took example of Parikshit Maharaj. We took example of Lord Chaitanya, who took permission from his mother and from his wife, Vishnupriya. We take the example of Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami taking permission of Radha Madan Mohan. We took the example of different bhajans. Madhav Titi, Jedini Graha Bhajane Dekhi, Grahate Goloka Bhai, Bhakti Vinod Krishna Bhajane Prati Divase Paramasukhe. We say Mahana Desa Goho Kichu Mor. We had Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More. We also discuss Vishyache Sukha Vate Goda. We also discuss Pranada Pisuni China. And at the end, we just found, if any child bows down to his father, in this thing, when I go to different children's, we always come, today's children's are tomorrow's society. We always give five, this thing, that bowing down to your mother, father, everybody express gratitude to the Lord. Lord has given a wonderful breath, offering Tulsi Pranam. And at the end of this night, offer acknowledgement to Lord and mother, father, please. And every day, do one shloka and chant. To sing one Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So take my message is, let us bow down to each other and serve them, surrender them, and try to serve. Jalma Satpe Kari, Kari Puropkar. So please forgive my offenses. I also took the example of my father. How is perfect his life? Ante Narayana Smriti, he remembered Lord. So this is our hope for all of us. Let us serve. Serve. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, any comments or any additions or any inputs by exemplary all of Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas? Proji, you want to say something? Yourself, yeah. You want to add something here? Yeah. Yeah, he wants to ask something.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Yes, he's on, Prabhuji. Yeah, he's on.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Thanks a lot, Prabhuji, for a wonderful lecture today. And I'm just wondering, this bowing down, was a, such an intrinsic value or the culture of Indian society, which has suddenly lost. Yeah. And we have to, you know, I just want to know how to revive it again.
Wonderful question, wonderful question. So, I really thanks to you for asking this wonderful question of bowing down. Point number one. First, if you want to tell others bowing down, we have to bow down. Point number one. Lesson number one. It is said, this one gun, this thing, Swata Korde Pashan, something is there. So, first, if you want to teach any lesson, first we have to do ourselves. Point number one. One number two is whenever meet with our family, the children, then explain them the importance. It will not happen in the one day. It's not like the jadu cutting. No. No. It will happen with help of practice for number of days, number of months, number of years. Srila Prabhupada started the moment, it took some years. If you want to go from first standard to 10th standard, it will take 10 years. I want the child to also take the burn, it requires 9 months. So first start with ourselves. Charity begins with our home. Burn number two. Whenever you meet, explain the importance. Understand. Whenever you meet with your friends, bow down, pranam, dandavat. When I started doing my dandavats, even though my officers say pranam, pranam, like that. So it's a culture. When you meet with the devotees, when you go to satsang, explain the importance. When you meet with get together, family get together, explain the importance. When you meet with some kind of satsang where you have opportunity to tell others, some birthday parties. Birthday party is a wonderful event. People come together and people hear you. Birthday parties, anniversary parties, people come, explain the importance. This is a message we want to give. So by eventually, even though if you are writing some emails to something well-wishers, write one para. So, first starting with ourselves. Point number two, telling our friends, telling your friend circle, telling your family circle, and slowly, slowly, satsanga, where you are connected to, slowly, 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 this culture will go. But, I will assure you, if you just, I will give one example. In Tamil Nadu somewhere, there was this wonderful jungle where there are forests. But suspectedly, due to this tree cutting, this jungle was lost. So one person like you understood the importance of trees. Every day he started planting one plant. And by every day planting one plant, during last 30 years, he planted more than 1300 acres. 30 years he started planting, not started, he continued his practice. And after the end of 30 years, on 1300 acres, wonderful forests were grown. When forests were grown, different birds started coming. Then rain started coming. And if you experience, if you come from Badlapur to Ambarnath, and again to go to Ullasnagar, Ambarnath, there are a lot of trees. You feel a lot of cold environment. You can see that. And if you again go to Ullasnagar, again there are no trees, again it will feel hot. So when trees are there, cold breezes there. So that person did for so many years, and this is a wonderful happened. And he got the Padma Shri Award by the Government of India. So my submission here, Prabhuji, this wonderful aspect of again cultivating this going down culture. Let us start from ourselves. Let us explain the importance to others. And they explain importance to others, others will slowly take. But I will tell you, in book distribution 2022, post-COVID, when book distribution was there, 80% of the purchasers were youth between age of 25 to 35. Now youth are understanding the importance of this culture. Let us give this culture to youth. Because I always consider today's children, tomorrow's future. Today's children, tomorrow's society. Let us give this importance, knowledge, divine message to the youth. And youth will have energy to propagate to others. And slowly, that consciousness can be spread to masses. That is the moment of Srila Prabhupada, moment of Srila Gurudev. Thank you for asking this question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
So, thanks to... Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji has some more comment too. Prabhuji, please guide us. We are completely attacked in samsara, mohamaya. I mean, we are attacked.
You are all... Yes, sir. I am very junior in the sense. So.
Yes, please.
Yes, I remembered one point when he was quoting Tukaram Maharaja Abhanga, how he humbly requesting everyone.
Yes.
So, there is one more nice Abhanga which I remembered. So, I just thought it is good.
Please.
So, it's like that... Lagunia paya vinavito tumala. It's like such a saintly personality, great personality. He's asking
vinavito tumala.
By touching the feet of everyone. Like he's asking humbly to everyone. Karatali theva mukhi nama. Just chant holy names. He's
mukhi nama, yes.
Vithala, vithala, manavedu veda. Hasuka sohala swargi nahi. Even the demigods are hankering for this. Opportunity to chant holy names of the Lord.
Yes.
As humans, we, it's very easy for us, but generally we are sometimes causal and taking this opportunity seriously.
Yes.
So, I just thought to share that this, how, like you just mentioning the point, we should be always humble and try to offer our obeisances to all senior Vaishnavas, our gurus and all. So, even Tukaram is asking of your obeisances to you, everyone. Even for all of like ordinary people, like he's saying, kindly chant holy names.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So I'm Vinavito Tumala. I'm just seeking blessings to all of you. Please bless me so that I can continue till end of this life and in next life, I don't know, completely serve Shri Gurudev and serve the devotees forever. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Thanks to all of you. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhesham, Hare Krishna.